I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Heavy rains and flooding have killed at least three people in Haiti. The northern parts of the country suffered the worst weather. In Cap Haitien, the city center filled with water. Eva DeHart is with For Haiti with Love.
Cap Haitien had 3 days of nonstop heavy rain. It's basically on the seashore, so the rain had no place to go, so there was massive flooding. The homes were flooded, the schools were closed.
Vehicles can't go anywhere because the water is too deep. DeHart says water is running down from the mountains, carrying mud, debris, and even garbage. A boulder rolled down the mountain, damaging a house. For Haiti with Love has been treating injured from that house and many others. Please pray many will find hope in Jesus during a difficult time for northern Haiti. And today marks World Radio Day. In the United States, radio can often be seen as a medium for entertainment. But in many other countries, people can hear vital information over the airwaves. John Fugler with Transworld Radio says trust is so important in the work they do. He gives the example of programming they've created for Tonga after the recent volcano eruption.
It's relevant, it's timely, it ministers to the emotional and the spiritual needs, as well as the physical needs, the need for information that people have. And we have a series of programs that are going out right now. And these are programs which really talk about hard issues. There's crisis, and people are thinking about life and death.
In places around the world, Christians don't have the opportunity to meet together at a church building. TWR can provide teaching and a sense of connection to the global church. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.